welcome back, and we have Jonathan Gray here. Jonathan, you've seen the latest troubles in Charlotte, North Carolina. We see the latest terrorism occurring across America, which obviously means the different agencies aren't talking to each other, not sharing metadata, and not empowering the police or the courts to, we call, prosecute pre-crime. And we see Obama literally about to veto this bill called JASTA to allow them to start suing the Saudis, who've already fingered and told America that, guess what, you Americans did it to yourselves. And they're going to find out the Saudi king is not lying, that the things are going on. As evil as Islam is, America, in its current policies and behavior, is worse. That's what's really disturbing, isn't it?
Very much so, yes.
Right.
America has had so much opportunity to be the place of safety and joy and happiness and prosperity, and it's turned its back on the one that can produce this, and now it's really going into rubble.
Do you know the reason why? And I'm going to give a diagnosis here. I'd like to, like Doc Martin, I'm going to give a spiritual diagnosis. We've had a number of religious leaders over the years. Some of them actually spoke prophetically, but the public and the churches haven't accepted that word. When you wrote your book and put these DVDs together, all these e-books you've done, you've been speaking prophetically to the people, but they just think it's Christian entertainment. They don't realize this is an ultimate warning that God's speaking through you to the people, saying, if you don't listen, you will suffer. And I think we're at the last, what we call Trump, literally, with Donald Trump, that God is saying to America, are you going to repent? Are you going to do evil and put Hillary in? Are you going to ignore and not even call it Islamic terrorism? Are you not going to realize that the Islamic terrorism is stage managed by the NSA and the CIA and the FBI? You're not going to realize that the globalists want the chaos of Islamic Hiraj, that they want the third jihad, that they want Muslims to go crazy. They want Israel to arm to the teeth and wipe out every Islamic town and village within 10,000 miles with advanced nuclear and other weapons. They don't understand this, do they? And they don't. The Muslims, they're not even yet grasping that they're being manipulated into a place where they're eventually going to get annihilated. They don't realize this was even in the letter by Albert Pike over 100 and some years ago. It was in the British Museum that basically, literally probably talking to Satan himself, told them this actual global plan that eventually they would literally conquer religions and atheism even, and show that the only way was Satan's way, which the Pope is now declaring, and he's going to declare this month, and in fact the God of this earth and of the Catholic Church is Lucifer, and that his son was Jesus. That's how obscene this is, and people don't get it, do they?
No, even the most educated people seem to be bugging up the wrong trees. They just don't know where it's all coming from.
Do you know the reason why they don't? They don't have people like me and you that'll go toe-to-toe and hairy eyeball to hairy eyeball and say that you out there who think you're so wise are idiots, and you're going to put yourself, your church, your nation, and your own soul's future, and those are ones you, quote, love, in dire straits and destruction. And the fact is they haven't had someone speak to them as a leader and a prophet. That's why they have gone astray. They've gone astray because they don't want to realize, you know, like, you know, a guy arrives in heaven and he says, God, why I prayed to you. Why didn't you send me help? He said, I sent a guy in a boat, then I sent a guy in a helicopter, and eventually you died on the roof of your house because the waves got so high. And they realize we're the people in the helicopter. We're the people in the boat trying to save people, but they don't get it, do they?
It's very, very sad, really, because a lot of there's so much sincerity in the world, but it's not based upon knowledge.
Well, the problem is, and I sometimes get these criticisms. I had some Yahoos try to call into the show tomorrow, and this is the Yahoo free zone. I had one Yahoo make a statement that Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy actually shot John F. Kennedy with a handgun. Now, I looked at the Parkland Memorial autopsy report, and I have a photographic memory, and I saw the actual complete autopsy in forensics before, because I'm a forensics expert. So this moron tried to say things that were completely out of lunch. Now, when you bring in these confusing things that are not based in reality, like you misquote the Bible, you tear out one scripture and don't accept it, because the Bible itself and says in 2 Peter 2:10, no scripture is of private interpretation. And you adhere to that rule when you actually present the logic behind your four DVDs. You show that the scriptures have interpreted themselves and you are a locksmith for God. And that locksmith means you hit the right Tumblr codes so you prove that the Bible has interpreted itself and we are at the time of the end and those locker codes hear clunk, 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 and you know that you're telling the truth. Now, when people think, well, I can be a prophet too. No, you can't. You have to, number one, have the Spirit of God leading you to be a locksmith for God. You have to know the Tumblr codes. And you have to not throw scriptures over your shoulder because you don't like it. Or your school you went to, or your seminary or wherever you go to for your education as a Christian leader taught you foolishness that's not based on logic and God's rules. And that's disturbing. In other words, it says in the Bible that my judgment starts on the house of the Lord, which means it's led by reprobates, idiots, and people who won't use conductive and deductive logic to take God's word for seriously, that you can't throw a scripture over your shoulder. And you've proven that in your videos, haven't you?
Well, there's no doubt about it. The evidence would stand up in any decent, respectable court of law.
Right. My wife was so impressed. She said, this is the most profound videos I've ever seen or teachings by any Christian leader. Now, people need to know, you've got to get these and you've got to get the other ebooks. If you don't, you are a co-criminal by omission for the evil that's being done in our world. Just like you're a co-criminal if you vote for Hillary Clinton. Staying ignorant and staying uninformed and staying not engaged and against evil, you are part of the problem. Why does Obama continue to operate in government not being impeached? Because not enough Christians are acting like salt and light. They are Laodicean Christians, not Philadelphia Christians, are they?
Well, you've said it right. There's no escaping the fact. That's where we are, Dr.
Right.
Bill.
So, in other words, Obama is just a symptom. He's like the pimple on the top of the abscess in the body politic. The pimple is a millimeter across, and the abscess is half a yard or half a meter across inside the body politic of the American system. It's sickening. And then when they say, well, we knew that the father, even a Muslim father, turns into his own son who did this bombing in New York City. Thank God he didn't kill people, just injured 31. This moron was already turned in by his father, and the FBI ignored it. The NSA probably knew about his travel plans to Quetta, Afghanistan. It's sickening that they continue to have the same narrative, the same excuses, and they say, well, we need to throw more money at it. No, you need transparencies and sharing metadata, and you need to prosecute pre-crime when you know someone's on their way. They're, you know, it's the same thing in the church. The church is part of the problem. The fact that Christians are out there, and a lot of them are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, this is disgusting. It's not just evil, it's disgusting. It makes my stomach turn, you know, that fellow Americans think they're Christians and yet can vote for Hillary, or fellow Americans stay disengaged and they don't realize our foreign policy is heading to World War III. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I have to agree with all you've said, Dr. Bill.
Okay,
well,
so
what you've said is very strong and very hard, but it's necessary.
Right, and we have real leadership here. We are doing, I will preach the truth and the gospel, which is the word of God, to the last mitochondria, has the last oxygen molecule pass through it. Let's go over your DVD sets and your ebooks. Now, we've talked about this before, but when you see these current events, I'd like you to tie your four DVD set, and I think you have seven specials. You have another DVD and I think six ebooks. Tie it to the current events, this latest one, for example, the riots in Charlotte or the bombing in New York or the slasher in Minnesota, saying Allahu Akbar and asking people if they're Muslims. You know, do people understand that the fact that we have an idiot in chief in the White House that won't even call terrorism Islamic terrorism, or that, in fact, we stage manage and support ISIS and ISIL because that's why Obama wants to block JASTA, this bill is bipartisanly supported. And by the way, Mitch McConnell, the head of the Republicans, has said that even if he tries to veto it, they're going to keep the House in session so the veto won't stand, and they can counter the veto with a two-thirds vote, which means when they do that, they'll have grounds to impeach him before even inaugural day. Obama needs to be impeached. He's a maniac. He's an idiot. He's a dangerous. He's a demon. And we need to call a spade, because this monster wants to make sure they don't ask questions, because Saudi Arabia has directly said that we did it to ourselves. That's pretty profound when so-called the enemy of a satanic religion, Islam and Wahhabism, tells the truth and says America did a self-inflicted weapon with 9/11 and these pilots were still flying afterward when they stole their identities. Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, yes it is, but they spoke the truth in this case.
Yeah, it's amazing. You have people in the grip of evil telling the truth and people don't want to believe it, because when JASTA passes and they get into court of law or grand jury, they're going to find that the Saudi Arabian king isn't lying. That's really disturbing, to have Obama cover George Bush Jr., Billary Clinton, I call Billary. It was a combination of the two of them ran the government before. And George Bush Sr. is another monster. So let's get through the book. What's new that ties the book to these current events? Because I think there's going to be a crescendo of terrorism so that they can declare martial law by the time of Election Day. Because Trump is moving forward. He's going to win. That's the way things are going.
Yes, we are looking to terrorism in the United States increasing and exploding, actually, very soon.
Right, very. It's going to crescendo. And it won't just be people, they'll say, are lone wolves. It'll be on a scale where thousands will die. Martial law will be declared, at least in cities or towns or areas. They'll call in the National Guard and others. They still aren't talking to the different agencies. And when I confronted the FBI and the CDC back in 1997, and again in 2001, 6 months before 9/11, I said the biggest problem with us in terms of intelligence and operation is the agencies don't talk to each other. When they do, they ignore the signs right in front of them, even by their Muslim relatives, a father turning in his son in both the Mateen case and this case of this recent idiot in New York City. They turned them in, and they still ignored it. It's just disgusting. It's amazing. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Well, it's controlled by satanic agencies, and Lucifer actually wants America. There's no reason why he should, because the power behind the establishment of the churches is greater than anything. But it's right. Not being accepted. It's being ignored and pushed aside.
If a majority of Christians...
What could save America is being ignored.
If a majority of Americans got your DVDs and your e-books, and they checked it with their Bible and then prayed face down, not just on their knees, and they asked for repentance, which takes action. Repentance isn't just sitting in your prayer closet and saying, yeah, I'm sorry, God. It means getting off your butt and doing something to set things right. Calling your congressman and senator, filing legal actions to get rid of voter fraud. I even saw the University of Michigan cybersecurity guy said we could hack in easily to these things. Do they not think that Hillary, and I call the Hildebeest, or Killary Rotten Clinton, will not have her proxies hack in and try to steal the election? And she's never going to be my president, but I guarantee you this will be a hellish place to live. And it won't just be in America. It'll affect every nation. You live in New Zealand, it'll have horrifying effects on our allies like New Zealand, too. It'll open things up to war conflict, financial conflict, devastation, starvation, and eventually cannibalism. That's what we're facing, and people don't get it, do they?
Well, prophecy says this is going to be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation.
Right.
And now, but it's not going to be total destruction because there'll be a remnant saved, but it's going to be small.
Right, it'll be the Philadelphia remnant, which referred to the 144,000. Each stone on the breastplate of the high priest signified a specific spiritual gift that blocked the stings and arrows of Satan to pierce the heart of the believer, so they're protected into the sonship and daughtership of the Most High God. That bride is being put together. As these troubled times come, the bride is going to start presenting itself, and God's going to set up refuge places and refuge strategies so the bride will survive the coming destruction to the Laodicean Christians. They'll be set up in lines to be beheaded, to die in civil detention camps, or be thermonuclear flashed into dust because they don't believe what we're saying now is true.
Well, in the DVDs, I've tried to put together, Dr. Bill, some tips which will help you to survive, help the population who take notice to come right through this successfully without going under.
Can
and
you
that's
give us
important.
Some of those, can
you want
give
your family to survive. You want to survive yourself, your loved ones. There are things that you can do.
Give a couple of tips. I mean, we're not going to let off all the clues here because you need to really get the DVD set, but give us just one or two to give us an idea of the valuable information you're trying to share here.
Well, one of the most important initial moves is to get out of the big cities. The big cities are going to become death traps and bloodbaths.
Right. And unfortunately, the massive move is for the population to move in these megacities.
That is right. And this is where most of the disaster is going to start, in the big cities.
The next thing is, and we talk about this with Dave and Gene Mitchell, get yourselves, even if you're living in the outskirts of a city, to start collectively figuring out how you can create a village or a place of refuge that you and your friends can start putting together with things like turtle tough shelters, perimeter controls, have welders, former police and military, physicians, health providers. Start figuring out how you can set up skill sets with ham radio operators, et cetera, people that know how to grow food, people that know how to minister to the people the truth, like ministers of the gospel, and put your villages together now, places of refuge like the Old Testament, because the disaster is coming very quickly on America and worldwide. And it's not just going to be in the States. It's going to be in Europe. It'll be in Russia. It'll be in China, where there's a lot of persecution still of Christians. These things are going to happen everywhere, aren't they?
It's going to be worldwide. Right. There's going to be no country that's exempt from this.
Right. So let's go through some of the things, you know, some highlights of the book and how it ties to these current events. More and more terrorism, like in Charlotte. And you remember, Obama is supporting Black Lives Matter. How about Blue Lives Matter? Every life matters. How about we stop looking at skin color and we start looking at people's intentions and their character, the character of their heart? Like, you know, when they talk about Malcolm X after he came back, even a Muslim, he was changed and he realized what he was doing wasn't right. We look at Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King was trying to teach people, stop looking at skin color and start looking at the color of their character. How about that? How about the fact that character starts with knowing that God is a master of good, and if you do things in your own mind, it's always going to turn out wrong, isn't it?
Yes. So skin color is not the criteria. As you say, it's character color.
Right.
And this is something that's far more important than even if you're looking for a place to survive through the crisis that's coming. Physical preparation is one thing, Dr. Bill, but spiritual preparation is the final bottom line.
Yeah, a few years ago, well, 3 years ago, they had a show which is like, I call it The Colony, they called it. And they threw people together from disparate religious and financial and other backgrounds, and it was doomed because they weren't spiritually one. If you're not spiritually one with the people beside you, even if you don't have all the experience sets, you're not going to make it. I don't care if you make the perfect group, if they're not spiritually one, they will eat themselves alive. It'll be like the Lord of the Flies. You know that book years ago? It'll be obscene what'll happen.
And if the whole group is not spiritually one, beware, because those close to you will betray you.
Right. So even when I hear the ads like Vinca Bayana, I want to know, is this a Christian community? Who is the leadership? Is it, you know, Jim Jones down in, you know, North South America many years ago? It gives people toxic, you know, Kool-Aid. Is it the Kool-Aid kind of guy? Is it people that are really on fire Christians who know the real end times are coming and these are places to survive, not only physically but spiritually, to have a seed of humanity that has godly roots so that that God will protect them? Because the ultimate protection isn't your guns or your food or your perimeter control. It's God. And people need to grasp that. Even where you set up has to be in God's decision, not yours.
Well, there are plenty of ways in which we can prepare for ourselves. But first of all, it's spiritual, then physical.
Tell us some of these spiritual things that people need to do.
Get right with God first, and then you can start doing the right things as He guides you.
When we come back, we'll talk about just a few of the leading elements. But these are very detailed in your video series and your e-books. It's extremely important to go to beforeus.com. You'll see some links also through Clay and Iron, but beforeus.com. Get the ebooks, get this DVD set, watch it, be shocked, be transformed, realize this is not a rehearsal, this is the big show. We're there.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Too is I want to do some promotional videos on your DVD set and also your ebooks and tie it to messages that I started giving many years ago. Not only pro-life before I did my 42 Cities in Israel tour with the Prophecy Club and the book Clay and Iron and the other book called Abortion to Armageddon that God gave me literally in several days face down on the concrete of my basement floor. But I want people to understand this, that God is the author of truth, wisdom, and knowledge and righteousness. We aren't. And God will literally inspire you, like he did, as you mentioned on the break. You mentioned how God provided you the resources to counter a very big attack against yourself and your ministry when you started releasing the truth. And you're going to bring out the devils that are going to try to do everything they can to destroy you financially or otherwise. We're really close to something very bad. I can almost feel it. I can almost smell the sulfur of the breath of the dragon on our neck. Do you have any predictions to make or even statements? I'm not setting a timeline, but I see a menu I call the devil's menu of the hell's kitchen of events that are going to happen as we're now in the birth pangs before we head to the next phase, which is the peace treaty, the abomination of desolation, and things really starting to rock and roll where, you know, we call Philadelphia Christians will be validated and move forward into God's rest and protection. Like it says in Psalm 91:1, my favorite scripture of the entire Bible, under the wings of the Most High God. or they're going to ignore it, like Laodicean Christians, and be subject to persecution, to physical danger, and death, unfortunately. And we're not willing these on people. They're deciding not to pursue things more vigorously, which is why Jesus said, because neither you are neither hot nor cold, I shall spew you out of my mouth. And unfortunately, I can hear the sound of spewing about to start. What do you predict in the next few years are the events and the birth pangs that are going to precede the final events?
Yes. What I'd like to focus on, actually, is one of these today, if I might, because sure. there's a lot happening right now since we put out the DVD set, which is just proving it to be true.
Right.
Our predicted chain of events has started to happen.
Right.
When I first announced that some old prophecies foretold what Islam will do, there were a few skeptics, Dr. Bill.
Right.
I brought out the prophecies in the scripture of the locusts, which right through the scripture represent the sons, the children descended from Ishmael, Abraham's son, who is the progenitor of the Arabs and the Muslims. And one person said, the prophecy says locusts. It's about an insect plague of literal locusts, right. Not Islam. Forget Islam. That Islam has no future. This is what this person said.
Right.
And then another said, the North Kingdom in the prophecy is not Turkey. There's no future for Turkey. Well, now, after these skeptics came out, the events began to happen.
Right.
Now, let's look at what's happening with Turkey right now, for example. It's clear that an invasion of Europe by Muslims has begun. In fact, several million refugees are isolated in Turkey at this moment, as Turkish President Erdogan holds the rest of Europe hostage by demanding billions of dollars in aid. And he has given them the word, failure to pay what amounts to nothing short of protection money will force Erdogan to release these hordes of people on the whole of Europe. Now, what happens in Europe is going to happen in America. We know that. But the fact is we're focusing at the moment on what Turkey is doing to Europe.
Wow.
I'll follow on with this as we come after the break.
When we come back, we're going to hear the rest of this, because these are fulcrum events as this evolves. And remember now, if Hillary gets in 550% even more than Obama is doubling down, she's quintupling down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. On the break, we talked a little bit. I'd like you to expand on this, Jonathan. You made a prediction, which I agree with, so please expand on that and tell us what you think is happening next, because people need to be aware that despite the fact of the great gains for Trump, even with all this terrorism, there's going to be a number of actions that are going to increase the cross-pollinization of data, the activation of police, the sort of the activation of pre-crime and the issue of martial law. What do you think is going to happen specifically?
Yes, well, we're talking about it's going to become so bad that there is going to be a linking up of the churches of America with the government to enforce church laws, very strict, very hard, very oppressive laws religiously, because they will say, God has left America, we've gone away from him, we've got to come back to him and force everybody to come back to him. And this is where the trouble is going to be, when they try to force through law their policies rather than give people freedom. The fact is that the freedom that we have is going to disappear simply because of the troubles that are coming. Now, Islam will be one catalyst. There will be natural disasters, which will, and an economic collapse, which will be other catalysts. But America is going to come into such trouble that the American government, under the not just suggestion, but the linking up of religion and politics, is going to bring out oppression.
And
now,
by
this
the way,
is what, this
by
is
the way,
what
that
happened during
that,
the Dark Ages.
This will happen to be much worse and quicker under Clinton, but I have to warn people, it's very probable that it'll happen also under Trump. We can meet the law and order president. He's going to have to start sharing data between the FBI, the CIA, and policing agencies and the courts. And as the terrorism increases, because we're not just talking about, even if you stopped and had no immigration from any Muslim country, the number of homegrown terrorists, like this latest one in New York that was a naturalized U.S. citizen, the current laws, including Executive Order 12333, you can't investigate or share the data with another agency. So we have literally hogtied and politicized the process by which we could have easily identified these people and stopped them from committing crimes, like 2 days before blowing up bombs in his backyard and laughing like crazy on a video collected video of the of this fool doing this stuff. So what I see happen is exactly what you say. It's going to be. We need to be very vigilant to pray for President Trump that if he does get in, he won't go over the edge, and realize he can be selective to make sure that it's specifically, number one, Muslims, and number two, collect metadata, including information in the mosques, and don't go overboard and reduce the mobility and the activity of the normal population. Be selective. And, you know, the fact is where I see things going could easily go over the edge, just like right now in the airports. We know they've proven that, for example, the material in the shoes for the so-called shoe bomber is invalid, but still a lot of airports, you have to take your damn shoes off. Or they tell you you can't have more than 2 or 3 ounces of fluid, but they know the so-called peroxide bomb wouldn't work. It might burn your hands in the lavatory, but it's certainly not going to bring the aircraft down. But still, if these false experiments that were done against us, psyops against us, we have rules in play now that affect everybody. So you're absolutely correct. I see martial law coming, and it'll be far worse under Hillary, but we have to be wary that it could happen under Trump as well.
It can happen under either of them. That's very true.
Right.
Maybe we should just get back to the Turkey situation, Dr. Bill, because this is going to affect America too.
Right.
As we were mentioning, following months of appeasement of Turkey's dictator, Recep Erdogan, Europe has found itself surprised that as it yields to every new demand, Turkey simply asks for more and more.
Right.
And one example was chronicled by the media in this headline: Turkey demands European Union hands over 3 billion euros for refugees. And it went on to report that a row has erupted between Turkey and the European Union over billions of pounds aid for refugees who are now in Turkey, casting fresh doubt over the fragile deal to halt the flow of people toward Europe. Now, Erdogan's argument is that he wants the money to be transferred over to him directly, to dispense with as he pleases, while Europe insists that United Nations agencies oversee that the money be spent as designated for refugee needs, instead of funding another wing for Erdogan's palace.
Exactly.
Now, the only reason why Erdogan is confident he has leverage is because Turkey is currently hosting over 3 million so-called refugees that are mostly young men of fighting age, that he is holding back from flooding into Europe once more, potentially resulting in the most acute episode of Europe's so-called refugee crisis. Now, the potential onslaught of Europe-bound refugees is also Erdogan's biggest trump card. Should Europe deny anything Turkey wants, Erdogan has threatened he is going to simply open the gates, leading to spiraling political chaos of the type already now being seen in places like Austria and Germany, where you've got anti-immigration parties storming higher in the political polls and the government in danger of collapse. Now, another demand from Turkey is taking place. A warning by Burhan Kuzu, who's a high-ranking deputy for Turkey's ruling AKP party, and he was a former advisor to President Erdogan, who demanded that Europe be opened visa-free for Turkish citizens.
That's scary.
Yeah. And he said, if the wrong decision is taken by Europe, we are going to unleash the refugees anyway, no matter how much money you pay us off.
Now, you know that there's a full integration of the satellite targeting system for long-range nuclear weapons with the European Space Agency. That happened over a decade ago. And so if Turkey becomes, it'll Islamify Europe in 5 years or less.
Oh, yes. Now, among the real refugees seeking political and religious asylum are literally millions of fighting-age men with extremist views who are ready to launch attacks on European countries. And the attacks in Paris and Belgium and other places in recent months are proof positive of this. Now, terrorist organizations have been found inside Europe and inside the United States with caches of war-grade weapons and are actively trying to compromise nuclear power plants in the region. Now, this has now been discovered. And should they effectively coordinate attacks using weapons of mass destruction, it doesn't matter whether they're chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear, the prediction of turning Europe into a total wasteland would surely come to pass.
And that could happen pretty quickly.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why, that's where you're seeing the rise of neo-Nazism in Europe, and why you're going to see a backlash that's going to be mind-boggling.
And this is going to happen in America likewise.
Yeah, and of course, yeah. Here, Clinton, even though Obama's policy is unpopular, she's planning on increasing it, not doubling down, but quintupling it down, putting in 550% more undocumented, not in, she talks about extreme vetting, BS. She's not going to vet these people. She's going to flood us and guarantee that there will be major terrorism, not just of new terrorists, but it'll further the radicalization of naturalized American citizens or even first or second generation, in even white Americans or people that are not of the Islamic, you know, we'll call them facial and body type, that will be blue-eyed terrorists fostered by extreme Islam because we're not turning it down, we're not shutting down these mosques in America. And it's going to happen. I mean, this guy in New York City was a naturalized American, so they said the bar was too high for them to prosecute. You've got to be kidding. When you look at his father even turning him in, this is just ridiculous.
Yes, and we know that weapons of mass destruction have been smuggled into Europe and the United States already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, we know that this threat exists on the southern border of the USA. Terrorists have already been captured attempting to cross into the US with beheading instructions. And further highlighting the threat, the Obama administration recently did issue a report, Bill, and you probably know about this, outlining four ways that a nuclear or radiological device could be used to attack Americans on US soil.
Can you give those four ways?
Well, the report was followed by a new policy in Texas where game wardens operating close to the border were being issued with radiological and nuclear detection equipment along smuggling routes.
No current container should go through a border without a radiological detection for gamma rays, and they should open the seals in every container coming through, because if you don't have a sensitive enough gamma detector, it's not going to pick it up. Especially if it's shielded by depleted uranium around the container or the inner shielding of the device. So people need to get with the program. We are not properly protecting our border, and we're not going to have a suitcase nuke. We'll have a container size one that comes in.
Yeah.
Or we'll have a radiological bomb with medical waste, so you have cobalt-60 with conventional weapons in it, and it'll blow and make everybody radioactive with cobalt-60 used for cancer treatment.
Well, we've got it. It's a worldwide problem now because they're coming into Australia. They're doing that. I know of a man who took his two boys, born in Australia, Muslim man, married to an Australian woman, took his two boys over to Syria and taught them how to behead and took photographs, which I have copies of, where there are two little boys, one's as young as 9 years old, is holding a severed head, and the father is saying, "What a beautiful boy you are."
Oh my, that's amazing.
Yes. Now, anyway, getting back to Turkey, because Turkey is, we're going to see a lot more of Turkey from now on. Not long ago, the president of Stratfor, the political strategist and forecaster George Friedman, highlighted Turkey as one of the countries which would receive a great deal of world attention from now on. If you didn't know this, Turkey now has the second largest army in Europe, and it's the fourth largest, strongest military power in the world. Now, we've never thought of Turkey as amounting to very much, but it now is the fourth strongest military power in existence.
Well, didn't they list them, though, in Ezekiel 38 and 39? It says, firstly, they're against... I'm against you, Ogog, which is an ancient Hebrew name for a leader, and a chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. And in Hebrew, that's Moscow, Tubal's the grandsons of Noah, and and Rosh of Russia. People need to know Russia and Turkey are going to be the lead nations in this final cabal of Sunni and Shiite nations that comes against not only Israel, but against Europe.
Now, Bill, something just happened recently. On August the 24th this year, that is of absolute importance, probably the most important thing like that I can say today. On August the 24th, ex-Muslim radical Walid Shubat announced something. He said, "Today, major prophecy was fulfilled." The date, August 24th, that's just last month, is prophetically significant for Muslims worldwide to spark Islam's caliphate empire, and is why Turkey today, that's August 24th, sent a massive land invasion to Syria. Perhaps I should explain this.
Right.
What the Western media is not telling us is that on August the 24th, that's the birthday of the Second Ottoman Empire, when they sparked their takeover of the Middle East at the Battle of Dabiq in Syria. And it is that same day, now in our lifetime, that began the land invasion of Turkey's largest intervention in Syria on the same day.
Well, and how long ago was that Battle of Dabiq? How long ago would it be?
On August the 24th, 1516, exactly 500 years ago to the day.
Wow.
Then on Wednesday, August the 24th, 2016, exactly 500 years after the Ottomans began their historic control of the Middle East and half of Europe, Erdogan actually announced it. On August the 24th, as his armies went into Syria, he said, "Today is Operation Euphrates Shield."
Wow.
While the West is asleep, the tweets are going on all over the internet in Arabic, asking why was it that Erdogan chose this date? And in the Middle East, this is clearly being seen as the new Ottoman invasion, which is going to set up the world empire of Islam.
Now, is that in your other DVDs or something you're going to do as an addendum or another additional DVD?
I'm going to have to follow this through because this is showing that the DVDs are on track with their prophecy about
Turkey.
Right,
so this will be a further DVD you'll add to the package.
I'll have to do this, yes.
Yeah.
But first I'll mention, Bill, on your program, and this is the first time, as far as I know, it's being announced across America.
That's amazing. So you'll probably find scriptures that will indicate the 500 years and the significance of this Battle of Dabiq. It's interesting. The Dabiq is actually the name of the magazine that they have that talks about taking over the world, isn't it?
That's right, yes. And the Turkish tanks just swarmed over the hills from Turkey into Syria while Erdogan spoke to a massive Turkish crowd at his palace, in front of his palace, telling them, "I am accomplishing what I have promised. Syria, Iraq, and Eastern Europe and the Caucasus are now within my reach." Now, this was never translated by the Western media into English. And so Erdogan publicly declared this invasion. He said, "When we speak of Syria or the Balkans or the Caucasus, these were part of our second Ottoman geography.
Right.
I believe we will overcome all the obstacles now in front of us, which will be the will of Allah. Turkey has a massive power, and we are determined to use it." That was his speech.
By the way, the Turks have a contract with the U.S. military industrial complex to make an older version of the M1 Abrams tank, and to actually make jets, too. People need to know that.
Yes.
They have their own on-site manufacturing. In fact, they make their version of an armored personnel carrier, and they sell it to other nations, including across Europe.
Now, there are so many people who have no idea how powerful Turkey is becoming.
Right.
They think that Turkey is just a nobody in the world scene. But the caliphs, we have Bible prophecy saying it's going to happen. We now have Turkey with the ability to make it happen. And we have Turkey declaring she is going to make it happen.
Now, and of course, the nation Turkey is named after Ataturk, who tried to secularize. What was the previous name for Turkey?
I don't know what it was called at that time.
Yeah, it was just part of the Ottoman Empire. It was just ahead of it. In fact,
it was the center of the Ottoman Empire, yes.
Right, and what's interesting, people should realize, the letters to the churches in Asia are all Turkish churches and cities. Some of them are basically don't exist anymore, but all the ones that do have become completely Islamified.
They have. They're no longer Christian.
Yeah, if you go there as a Christian, going on a pilgrimage, you'll find every one of these cities in Asia, which is giving a prophetic warning in the book of Revelation, they're all completely Islamic now. That should warn us. Back in a moment.
you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And I think 54, 53 days to the U.S. election. I think there's going to be a crescendo of terrorism. This is my prediction, where it's going to be some form of martial law. If it's Trump in, it'll be much more logical, but it'll still be a great degree of loss of rights for everybody. I see a very grave danger of terrorism changing the nature of what America is. And if it's under Hillary, it means we're going to start full force destruction of the United States. You'll even see probably states like Texas in the next 2 to 4 years leave, which will bring other states in. It'll actually start to fractionate and break down what America is. It'll no longer be this behemoth superpower. It will seriously degrade the nature of us to be able to project force and be a force for good in the world and a force to protect ourselves from evil. So things are going to really devolve. They're either going to be, we're going to elect Trump and then also maintain prayer and control of this man so he doesn't do stupid things with his advisors, some of them globalists. And on the other hand, we're going to see a massive increase in the counterforces, or if you want to call it the crusades against Islam, which is what was predicted by the Albert Pike letter in the British Museum for over 100 years, I see this coming pretty quickly, that we're going to start seeing a world that's going to get very much more polarized, and you're going to see the rise of a counter-response to Islam that's going to get very, very aggressive.
Yes, that's definitely going to happen. And just to finish off what I was going to say about Turkey, and this is going to lead to a catalyst in the United States, where the West and the US are going to come against Islam on a world scale. But first, the Caliph's seat of Jerusalem, seat of government in Turkey, will first be established in Istanbul. That's old right. Constantinople.
Right.
But their plan is that soon after they do that, they will swiftly move to Jerusalem as they overrun Israel and declare global jihad. Now, this is the stated plan of the Brotherhood, and the Bible attests to the fact that this part of their goal will be achieved.
Yeah, in fact, this part of the plan has to exist. There has to be a Caliphate Jerusalem and a peace treaty with a Palestinian state before the abomination of desolation. The desolation is a Palestinian state. The abomination is a blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount, which abominates against the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, the Father in the flesh. So that means that the Caliphate must exist in Jerusalem, along with the success of this scheme with the globalists before the final 7 years, however long that takes.
Well, we've now seen last month, August the 24th, we saw the established and announced beginning of the Caliphate. The first step was taken by the invasion into Syria, and it was announced by the President of Turkey as being on the 500th anniversary of the second Ottoman Empire, which is now going to be replaced by the third one.
Right.
So that's where we are in prophecy now, in Bible prophecy. The move of the Caliphate has begun.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Back in 2 weeks, we're going to do videos in the next few days. Whatever Jonathan's free, so you're being slammed, and I guess now you've actually promised another DVD to explain the 500-year anniversary, August 24th, of the Dabiq battle. Wow. Amazing times we live in. As the ancient Chinese curse, may you be born in interesting times. Blessings and cursings on the same symbol. We are now in those times. We are the sons of Issachar, as they say. We are the sacred generation of the end of the secular age of Satan on earth. And we are the called out ones. We are the bride of the Most High. Thank you, Lord God.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.